Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, murders are better than ever.
Mr. Diamond.
I stand condemned.
My name is Arnold Bryce. I'm an art collector.
Well, unless you're looking for empty beer bottles, I'm afraid you have the wrong man.
You're a detective, aren't you?
That's right.
Well, then you're the man I want. How soon can you come over to my home?
Well, that depends on two things, where you live and what you want me for.
I live at 9607 Riverside Drive, but I'd rather tell you the nature of your assignment in person, if you don't mind.
Well, that suits me, but my fee is $100 a day in expenses. Still want me to come over?
Money is no object, Mr. Diamond. Please hurry.
Yes?
My name's Diamond. I'd like to see Mr. Bryce.
Mr. Arnold Bryce?
That's right.
Well, come in, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Bryce is busy with an art dealer in the library, sir. You can wait in the gallery.
The gallery?
The art gallery. This way, sir.
He led me down the hall and into a room that looked like it was once a den. There was a piano in the room, and hanging over the fireplace was a large painting of the Mona Lisa. The other three walls were all covered with pictures, too. This, I took it, was the gallery.
Just make yourself comfortable, sir. I'll tell Mr. Bryce you're here when he's finished.
Thank you.
Beautiful room, isn't it?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Lots of paintings.
I didn't mean the paintings. I meant the room.
Oh, I take it you don't like the art?
No, sir. I only appreciate what I can see in a picture. This room used to be a study until Mr. Arnold Bryce came.
And who had it before?
Mr. Jasper Bryce. He died 2 months ago and left this house to Mr. Arnold. Well, I must get on with my work, sir.
The butler gave a disgusted look at the paintings and took his leave. Come to think of it, I agreed with the old boy. Most of the paintings were what is called modern, which is sort of a nasty poke at the present period.
Hi there. You're a burglar, just help yourself. Take them all if you want to.
Well, I didn't know I had company.
That's because you're not a very good burglar. You should be more careful.
You, no doubt, are the local police force.
No, I won't turn you in. What's the use? Used to be I could joke. Used to be I liked to joke. Now it's no fun. Who are you, really? What do you want here? Can I fix you a drink?
Hey, that's a lot of questions for a little girl.
Little girl.
She staggered over to a couch and sat down while I took a good look at her. Beautiful is a word thrown around a lot these days, but it could only describe her. She had soft brown hair, big brown eyes with a sort of a pleading look about them. She was wearing a pair of lounging pajamas, but her figure was nothing to speak of. When you found one like this, you kept the news to yourself.
Ugly.
What's that?
I said ugly.
Oh.
Meaning those pictures. You like pictures? Oh, you look like the type who would like pictures.
Well, I'm flattered.
Look at that one. You ever see such a myth? That's night chasing away the morning in September.
Well, you could have fooled me.
That's my husband's favorite. You a friend of my husband?
No.
Neither am I. All he does is buy paintings. He's a nut about paintings. He should have married one.
You must be Mrs. Bryce.
I must be. Then that's life. Oh, who'd you say you were?
I didn't, but the name's Diamond.
My name's Della. You know...
Mr. Diamond, Mr. Bryce will see you now.
Oh, get lost, Timothy. Mr. Diamond and I are just getting acquainted.
But Mr. Bryce said...
Mr. Bryce. All right, you better go and see him, Mr. Diamond. My husband hates to be kept waiting. Me, I'd rather be alone anyway. I'm going to sit here till I figure out just why in blazes night is chasing morning away in September.
I left Della Bryce staring at the picture and followed Timothy to the library. Inside, I met Mr. Arnold Bryce. He was a big man and looked old enough to be Della's father. On the desk lay another modern painting, and he sat admiring it like it was the deed to the Taj Mahal.
Look at it, Diamond. Look at it.
Yes.
A masterpiece. Masterpiece.
Well, it's original, all right.
Of course. I buy nothing but originals. Can't stand copies, can you?
Well, I really haven't thought about it lately. Tell me, is this masterpiece what you wanted to see me about?
No. Just thought you'd enjoy seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we've had our kick, suppose we get on to business.
Fine, fine. Mr. Diamond, I'm number 34 on this city's social register. Do you follow me?
No, I'm about 6 millionth.
Please, sir, I'm very serious.
Sorry.
Now then, one in my position must be discreet. Divorce, heavens knows, is scandal enough, but, well, to have a roust about for a wife, that I cannot tolerate.
Heavens no.
I was married a little over 6 months ago, and, to be frank, Mr. Diamond, my wife doesn't like me.
Go on.
That's all. I want to get rid of her.
Mr. Bryce, I'm a detective, not an assassin.
Of course, of course. I want you to help me find grounds for divorce.
Oh. Well, a case like this can take a long while. At $100 a day, that can add up to quite a bill.
I hired you because I've heard you're the finest detective in New York.
Oh, well, thanks for the flattery, but the fee is still $100 a day, and
I told you over the phone money meant nothing to me. Here. Here's a check I made out to you. It's for $500. That should serve as a retainer.
Well, yes, that's, well,
Now then, we can get on with this. I think my wife is in love with another man.
No.
Yes. And I think that... I keep forgetting these walls are soundproof. We've only lived in this house a few weeks. My Uncle Jasper left it to me.
Yes, your butler told me.
Timothy? Where, Dr. Timothy? Uncle Jasper left me him, too.
Oh. Well, let's get back to your wife.
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Diamond, when I married Della, I thought we'd be well suited. She's very beautiful. And, guess where we met?
I have no idea.
In an art gallery. Naturally, I thought Della would be an art lover like myself. I could just picture her sitting in front of the fire on cold winter evenings, gazing at my originals.
Thrilling thought.
Yes, but it wasn't to be. Della deceived me. She hates my paintings.
Well, it takes all kinds to make a world.
Yes, but my world is art, Mr. Diamond, and Della is no part of my world.
I see, but that hardly sounds like grounds for divorce, Mr. Bryce.
Oh, I realize that, but maybe this is. You see, Della used to date a boy named David Farb. Now she's been going out a lot lately, and I think she may be seeing him again.
Mm-hmm. You think? Well,
I know it really may be nothing, but if she should be seeing him and we could prove it, wouldn't that be grounds?
Well, no, possibly.
Now, this boy used to work for the Gorman department store, and if he's still in town, I want him watched.
All right, I'll check with the store and report to you later.
Good, good. Timothy will show you out, Mr. Diamond.
I left Mr. Arnold Bryce admiring the monstrosity he had purchased earlier. On the way out, I took another peek into the gallery to see if Della Bryce was still around. She wasn't. And then I noticed the Mona Lisa again. Somehow it seemed so out of place. I was staring at it when Timothy came up behind me.
I see you admire the lady.
Say, don't you ever make noise?
Beautiful, isn't she?
The Mona Lisa, sir?
Yes, look at that face. The most lovely face in the world.
I thought you didn't like art.
Not what Mr. Bryce calls art. Only that picture. Do you know about it?
Do I know about it?
Oh, so many things. It really has a colorful history. Da Vinci painted her over 400 years ago.
No.
Yes. Zenobia del Giocondo's wife posed for Leonardo 4 years before it was finished.
My, my.
Everyone loves it. Francis I of France paid 4,000 golden florins for it.
You really know the facts, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I've written many books about La Gioconda's history. I come here often and just stared into her face. Do you know that men have stared into the mystery of that face and then killed themselves?
You don't say.
Yes. But I'm probably boring you this way, sir.
He took a last tender look at the picture and then led the way to the door. It was a crazy house full of crazy people. It felt good to be outside again. The job I had was strictly routine, but as long as Bryce paid for my services, he'd get them. I took off for lunch, then went to the Gorham department store to find David Tharp. There I found Tharp, had joined the Army 6 weeks ago and was now stationed in California. That meant that Bryce's suspicions about his wife were unfounded, at least as far as Tharp was concerned.
Hello?
Let me speak to Mr. Bryce.
Who's this?
Oh, that worn-out voice sounds familiar. Walt?
Yeah, is this Diamond?
Yeah, but what are you doing there? Or did I dial the wrong number?
You calling Arnold Bryce, Rick?
That's right.
Then you have the right number. Was he a client of yours?
Uh-oh. I don't like the way you said was.
You guessed it. Better get over here, Rick. Arnold Bryce has been murdered.
In my pocket was a check for $500 signed by one Arnold Bryce. The same Arnold Bryce was now dead, according to Lieutenant Walt Levinson, who was very reliable in these matters. I took a cab to the Bryce home on Riverside Drive. Timothy, the tall, gaunt butler, again let me in. His expression hadn't changed since I'd seen him earlier. Well, Timothy, a lot of excitement around here, huh?
Yes, sir. The police are in the gallery. So is Mr. Arnold's body. Gruesome sight.
Rick.
Hello, Walt.
He's in there. Want to have a look at him?
Why not?
The boys in the lab are all finished. There. There he is.
Hmm. Head bashed then, huh?
Coroner says he's been dead for about 2 hours. That places the time of the murder around noon.
Found the murder weapon?
No. Figuring it must be the missing poker from this fireplace set. Got the boys upstairs now looking for it.
Who found the body, Walt?
Mrs. Bryce. Otis is in the library now taking your statement. What's your angle in this?
Well, Bryce hired me for some stock investigating. He was thinking of divorcing his wife.
Well, at last we've got a motive. She finds out he's getting rid of her and knocks him off.
Maybe. Who else was in the house?
It's the butler, the maid, and Mrs. Bryce. Otis is sure the butler did it. Been reading murder mysteries again.
No. How about visitors? Anyone come to see Bryce around noon?
No, apparently not. Looks like an inside job, Rick. We've got three suspects, and all we can do is grill them till one of them breaks down. So we might as well start on the wife.
Mind if I sit in?
No. Come on.
We left the gallery and walked down to the library. Inside sat Della Bryce, patiently answering the questions of that master detective, that super sleuth, Sergeant Otis Loveloom.
Hello, Lieutenant. I got a statement down on paper, and I'm asking some questions on my own. She's, Diamond.
Don't look so happy, Otis. Hello, Mrs. Bryce.
Well, you come back. That man, Lieutenant, he's the one who saw my husband earlier.
Yes, we know that, Mrs. Bryce. This is Richard Diamond. He's a private detective.
Oh, well, what would Arnold want with a private detective?
It seems he was planning to divorce you, or didn't you know that yet?
Divorce me? You're kidding.
You want to tell us the joke, too, Mrs. Bryce?
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, come now.
Maybe it's Otis, Walt. After all, she's been looking at that face of his for an hour. Can you blame her?
Hey, I heard
that. Oh, I'm sorry, but that just struck me funny. That worm of a husband was going to divorce me. Well, I've already talked to a lawyer about getting rid of him.
I take it you and Mr. Bryce didn't get along?
You said it. I married Arnold because I thought it'd be fun to have a big home and a nice car. All those things money can buy.
Go on.
Well, the money part was okay, but Arnold... Well, a girl can only take so much.
It's a nice, respectful way to speak of the dead.
All right, so he's dead. So now I get all that money and don't have to put up with Arnold. I should cry?
Maybe a jury will think you picked up a poker in order to get that money.
Now, look. Just because I'm not crying and moaning about how much I loved Arnold doesn't mean I killed him. I didn't.
We'll decide that.
And will you please tell this baboon to stop asking me questions? Another hour in here with him and I'd confess to anything.
Good old Otis, the traveling third degree.
Now look, Shamus.
Take it easy, Otis. Now, Mrs. Bryce, you say you were upstairs fixing your hair around noon?
That's right.
What about your lunch? Don't you eat?
I'm on a diet. Look, it's all there in my statement. Around 1 o'clock, I came downstairs and found the body. I called the police and that's all I know.
Well, then if you're innocent, you won't object to answering questions. So, make yourself comfortable.
Walt kept asking questions and Della kept answering them. Half an hour later, Walt was getting tired. Della was getting tired and I was already tired. Grilling a suspect is the most boring thing in the world, and it was a relief when Walt sent the girl upstairs.
Otis, you see that she goes to her room and then bring that maid in here.
Right, Lucas.
Well, Rick, what do you think?
I think she's innocent, Walt.
Oh, you do? And why?
Because she leaves herself wide open. She admits she's glad the guy's dead.
So maybe that's all a front to throw suspicion off her. She makes everything point toward her, and she thinks we'll figure she couldn't be that dumb.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I think Otis was right.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Well, you said he thought the butler did it. So do I.
Rick, I'm in no mood for jokes.
Look, Walt, the guy was bashed in the head, right? The top of the head. Now, Bryce is close to 6 feet tall. So is Timothy. Della's too short. You couldn't hit him on top of the head unless you stood on the ladder.
Yeah, thought of that. But you can't convict the guy because he's tall enough to hit Bryce on top of the head. Besides, maybe Bryce stooped over to tie a shoelace. Any number of reasons.
Maybe. But I still bet Timothy killed him.
Okay, Sherlock. Tell me one more thing. Why? Why did he kill him? He'd only worked for him 2 weeks. No money's missing. Where's the motive?
I'm not sure, Walt. But I think it's in a picture.
Huh? Oh, now, Rick.
Walt, when I was here earlier, I talked to Timothy in the art gallery. We talked about the Mona Lisa.
Well, what about it?
He knew everything about it. A lot of its history. Now, here's a guy who hates all these paintings around but one. The Mona Lisa. But what's it doing here?
What's what doing here?
The Mona Lisa. Bryce told me himself he only collected originals. But the Mona Lisa hangs in the Louvre in France. That picture over the fireplace is only a copy, and Bryce hated copies.
Go on.
That's all. I don't know exactly why or how all this happened. I only know things don't add up. Timothy's admiration for that one painting, and what's it doing here?
And somewhere in there you think there's a murder motive.
Why not? Sure, Della might have killed him for the money. That's a nice, big, fat motive. But, Walt, how many murders have big, fat motives? Darn few.
You're right there.
A girl kills her sister because she called her fatty. A man shoots his wife for nagging. A woman poisons her neighbor for gossiping. A lot of little things can turn a twisted mind into a murderous mind.
Let's take a short break right here. We'll return to Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective, right after these messages.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Dimension!
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Boston Blackie.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shackle.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
This is Stan Freeberg, reminding you that my friends at Radio Spirits have a free catalog listing 4,000 old-time radio shows available on high-quality cassettes and CDs. Collect your favorite episodes of The Shadow, Jack Benny, Armis Brooks, The Life of Riley, Suspense, Boston Blackie, and hundreds more. Call for your free catalog right now. Operators are standing by. 1-800-RADIO-48, or if you prefer, 1-800-723-4648. We'll rush your free catalog listing all your old-time radio favorites. Just call 1-800-RADIO-48 or 1-800-723-4648. And now the conclusion of the Mona Lisa murder as Dick Powell stars as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Here's the maid, Lieutenant. In here, miss.
Oh, Lieutenant, I am so sorry about this thing. I am feeling to cry. Please, you can't think I have anything to do with it. No, Mr. Ryan.
Just sit down, miss. We just want you to answer some questions.
Now, don't be frightened, dear. We don't think you killed Mr. Bryce, but you might help us find out who did.
Oh, well, I'm glad to help.
Good. Now, how long have you worked here?
Oh, well, let me see. It has been 5 years. 5 years they have been here. I worked for Mr. Bryce's uncle. Then when he died, I stay on.
Uh-huh. And Timothy, how long has he worked here?
Oh, goodness. Timothy has been here all his life. He has told me about it. His father worked for the old Mr. Jasper Bryce and his mother, too. Timothy, he grew up in that house. Then when his father died, he took over his job.
I see. Now, about the young Mr. Bryce, Arnold. Was he easy to get along with?
Well, I don't know him so well, but they have no trouble with him. Timothy does not agree with him at times, but they have no trouble.
Timothy doesn't agree with him? What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Arnold changed a lot of things. Moved furniture and such. Timothy thinks they look better where they have always been. Just this morning they argue. Mr. Bryce wants Timothy to get rid of something, but they do not remember what it is.
Oh, Then one more question. The room with all the paintings. Do you remember that room before Mr. Arnold Bryce came here?
Oh, yeah. He used to clean there. But there was not all the paintings there then.
No painting?
Not all there is now. Just the one. The painting of the pretty lady.
The Mona Lisa.
What did you say?
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah, that's it. That is what them and Mr. Bryce was having words about this morning. The Mona... Mona Lisa.
That was it. I looked at Walt and I could see that he was interested. Now there was a motive. Oh, not the big headline motive, just the kind you'll read on page 6 of your local paper. The kind of story that usually says the murderer is now undergoing sanity tests. Otis showed the maid out and left Walt and me with our little brains racing a mile a minute.
I don't know. We still haven't got anything to convict him.
Walt, he's a psycho, that's for sure. Now, the way I see it, he's crazy about that one picture. He grew up in the house. Maybe it means something to him. Then in comes Bryce with all his modern junk and orders Timothy to get rid of the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Timmy argues and Bryce insists. They were both in the library, so maybe Bryce was even going to take it down himself.
It could be. Then our boy gets mad, grabs the nearest thing, which happened to be the poker.
Okay, so it fits. We have a theory. But we still need one thing to convict him. A confession.
Yeah. Maybe we can use the Mona Lisa.
What?
He killed for it. He may talk for it. I outlined my plan to Walt. Timothy was a psychopathic, and I knew we'd have to get him in the right kind of mood. Walt agreed with the plan, and we headed for the gallery. They had removed Bryce's body from the room, and only a deep red spot in the carpet was left. Walt went looking for Timothy, and I moved over to the piano.
In here, Timothy. Oh, hello, Rick.
Hi, Walt. Just thought I'd pass the time at the piano.
All right. Just sit down, Timothy. I want you to wait here where I can locate you. We want to question you later.
Yes, sir.
I'll call you if I need you, Rick.
Okay, Walt. Well, I guess I'd better stop fooling around at the piano and do what I came here for. His eyes were on me as I got up from the piano bench and walked over to the fireplace. I tried not to look at him as I reached up for the picture, but I heard him jump from his chair.
What are you doing? Leave that alone.
Well, I'm sorry, friend, but Mrs. Bryce is all upset about her husband's death. She asked me if I wouldn't carry out his last wish and get rid of this. Clutters up the other pictures, you know.
Leave it alone. Take the others, but leave that alone.
Sorry, but out it goes to the trash pile.
No, it belongs here. The living part of this house. Put it down, I said, put it down! I warned you.
Now, Timothy, take it easy. Put on the shovel.
When you put down the picture.
Oh, and if I don't, you'll swing that shovel at me just the way you swung a poker at Bryce.
He was an idiot. Throw it out, he said. Throw it out and leave that other trash on the walls. Now you. You want to throw it out too? No. Now, give me that painting.
All right, Timothy, you've got it.
Rick, are you all right?
Yeah. See how Timothy is.
He'll come around.
You heard from the door?
Yeah, enough.
Imagine. All this over a picture of a dame.
Richard Diamond, private detective, stars Dick Powell in the title role and was written by Blake Edwards with music composed and conducted by Frank Wirtz. This is Bill Foreman speaking. Richard Diamond, private detective, is transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.